has over 40 fresh shake flavor options. Yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
30 laps ago, Chase Elliott had a two-second lead on Denny Hamlin. Fast forward here to lap 247. The lead is 0.4 of a second. Chase Elliott now beginning to see some pressure in the back of the rearview mirror. It's going to be Denny Hamlin second. Now four car lengths behind Elliott, then Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson. Throw William Byron in the mix as well. They're all right together now, up off of turn number four. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, they're side by side for the race lead coming up off of turn number four.
Denny Hamlin to the inside, Chase Elliott to the outside, across the line, a dead heat. Denny wants the lead, and he wants to take it from Chase Elliott.
Behind them, Bubba Wallace just bounced off a lap car, let Kyle Larson to the inside of him. So they're two by two for the top four spots. Still, Denny Hamlin to the inside of Chase Elliott for the lead.
They have a gap before another lap car, so they're going to race this out amongst themselves. Elliott will lead this lap by a fender, but they go back to turn one virtually side by side.
Next lap car in line will be the Noah Gregson machine. He's still a good 10, maybe 12 car lengths further up, and the battle continues nose to nose down the back stretch to three. Elliott on the outside by a fender.
Good short track racing right here at the Martinsville Speedway, side by side up front. Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott.
Here they come off turn two one more time. Nobody giving an inch. Bubba Wallace has regained the number three spot. The battle for fourth behind him, but it's still Hamlin and Elliott. Chase Elliott almost clear on the outside.
But Denny Hamlin rallies back on the bottom side of the racetrack. Elliott again pulls forward with a good launch off the turn number four down the front stretch. But here comes Denny Hamlin again.
Still some open asphalt in front of him to battle this out. A little bit of side-by-side contact at the exit of two. Nothing enough to upset either car. They continue wheel-to-wheel for the lead.
Two former winners here in Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott at the front of the field on lap 257. Chase Elliott on the outside. Denny battles back on the inside.
Just a spectacular battle for the number one spot here in Martinsville Speedway. Hamlin down low, Elliott up high. Now the lap traffic begins to loom large out of four.
And that's John Hunter Nemechek right in front of the race leader as they will finally settle down. Denny Hamlin will get away with a race lead. Chase Elliott will fall in line and ride second. Now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Martinsville Speedway. The NASCAR Cup Series racing the Cookout 400. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and NASCAR Cup Series championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in the turns for us this afternoon is Dave Moody. Up and down the pit lane are Steve Post and Kim Coon.
Denny Hamlin has just led his 28th lap here as we work lap number 260 a moment ago. Denny Hamlin by Chase Elliott to take the lead once again. We have 139 now laps remaining here at the Martinsville Speedway. It's Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. Top five at the moment. The rest of the top ten, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Todd Gilliland right now running eighth in front of Chase Briscoe and Ryan Blaney.
As those top 10 continue to work, Todd Gordon, we're down to 139 laps left in this race. Tires are going to begin to become a factor for these drivers. As a crew chief, what are you thinking strategy-wise to the checkered flag?
I don't feel like I can come under green unless I have to, just because of how long and slow pit road speed is. You're going to lose almost two laps if you come under green. We'll see where that goes, but I think we're going to run this out and see where a caution comes. These guys have got fuel on board that they can get themselves out to probably out to 350.
And Dave, right now we are under the green flag, a green flag run of 56 laps consecutively, and this is about when we see the comers and goers, meaning that those Goodyear tires begin to fade. Some will begin to fade, others climb the leaderboard, but we have now logged 57 consecutive laps.
Yeah, and you can see the comers and goers. It's not dramatic at this point, but Denny Hamlin's car has gotten better. Chase Elliott's car has fallen off just a bit. Elliott has lost touch with Hamlin now by a good 12 to 15 car lengths. And perhaps even worse yet for Chase fans, he's got Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, William Byron all gathering up on his back bumper.
Steve Post down there at the exit of pit road in between turns one and two. What are you seeing from the teams in the pit boxes? What are you hearing on the radios?
I'm not hearing anything as far as pit stops goes. I think Todd Gordon is right. Right now, you don't want to risk pitting under green and having a caution come out. We get another 40 or 50 laps down the road, and I think then the discussion starts to come up. Right now, everyone's just talking about the handling of the race car, the way the racetrack is changing. There's some cars that are really, really good on longer runs, some cars that are a little bit better on mid-level runs, but nothing as far as strategy goes at this point is even being discussed. I think we're still 40 or 50 laps before we would see any movement down here, and we'll just have to wait at that point what they would all do.
Right now, 133 laps remain, Postman. Denny Hamlin beginning to pull away. The battle for second, though, Dave, it's a good one.
It is, and it is beginning to heat up now. Chase Elliott has been reeled in by Bubba Wallace. They're going to make their way to the inside of the John Hunter Nemechek lap machine. Kyle Larson is there, just a couple of car lengths further back to William Byron.
That is that fight for position. That is from second on back, mixed in with those lap machines off turn number two.
Here comes Bubba Wallace. He'll look to the inside of the John Hunter Nemechek machine, trying to fend off the high line advance from Kyle Larson.
Two Toyotas right now running in the top ten. They go first and third with Denny and Bubba Wallace. You've got a number of Chevrolets, the Hendrick Chevrolets, four of them. Elliott running second, Larson fourth, Byron fifth, and Alex Bowman sixth. Then you get back to the Ford Brigade, Dave, Joey Logano, Todd Gilliland, Chase Briscoe, and Ryan Blaney.
They're all kind of gathered up into groups right now. Joey Logano's had a pretty decent day, although he ran a considerable length of time at the front of the pack. He's been in the second half of the top 10 for the last 50 to 75 laps. We'll see if Joey's got anything saved up for a little later.
And Ryan Blaney, his Team Penske teammate, still in the top 10, in the number 10 spot. Recall there, they did a strategy call, left the left side tires on from the previous run and took right sides only, and it's hanging on to the top 10.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
Denny Hamlin continues to show the way. Chase Elliott is still second. Bubba Wallace third. Kyle Larson and William Byron are getting after it. They are fourth and fifth. We're down to 125 laps to go. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, still under the green flag, 72 consecutive green flag laps now. Our longest green flag run of the day was 80 consecutive laps. As we continue to put laps away, we're down to 120 to go. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by Denny Hamlin so far. He turned a lap at 92.065 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Different chapters in this story, has it not been, Alex? When you take a look at the leaderboard, it tells you everything you need to know. At one point, Kyle Larson was a dominant car, leading 86 laps. He took us all the way to the end of stage one. Joey Logano took over after that and led 83 laps. Looked like he might run away. It was a pitch strategy that put him out front. Then it was turned over to Chase Elliott, and he led 63 laps. Now, most recently, Denny Hamlin. He's leading now his 50th lap, but he too is at the front of the field and beginning to check out.
Yeah, he is. Todd Gilliland continues to run in the number eight spot. He's had a solid second half of this race. However, Dave, right now he's going to look in the rearview mirror and see a Chase Briscoe car beginning to close in.
Yeah, he's got a little company at the back door. There's no question about that. Chase Briscoe's had a steady, if not spectacular, kind of day. Same can be said for Gilliland. They're going to face off for a spot now. Here comes Briscoe to the bottom.
Yeah, he just moved him up the racetrack, didn't he, Dave? Chase Briscoe will drive by Todd Gilliland, and Todd will not put up a fight, and he'll tuck back in line behind Chase. All of this, Dave, going on just behind Alex Bowman and Joey Logano.
Logano has just bypassed the John Hunter Nemechek lap machine. He's lost touch with Bowman by about five car lengths. He's got seven in hand now over Briscoe.
Solid effort right there. Further up, Bubba Wallace got right on the back bumper of Chase Elliott for the number two spot. Elliott got a good launch down the back straightaway. Elliott might have just locked up the left front tire going into turn three, Jeff, as they negotiate some more lap traffic.
Now Zane Smith dead ahead, and Chase Elliott will look to the outside. Here comes Bubba Wallace, and here comes Kyle Larson.
Chase going to the outside, trying to make his way around the Zane Smith machine. He'll do that on the back straightaway. Next in line, Daniel Hemric. Chase Elliott not even trying the bottom. He's just taking it around the high lane.
And getting some good sportsmanship from those drivers a lap or more down as they stay right at the bottom of the racetrack through the corners and the straightaways. They head for the backstretch.
Elliott once again to the penthouse, goes around the outside, pulls up on the back bumper of Daniel Hemric. Hemric goes to the bottom, Elliott to the top. Bubba Wallace trying to close in just about a car length back.
Consecutive green flag laps. We have now tied the most of the afternoon. 80 green flag laps have been run. We saw that in stage one. So when we put him under the green flag on lap 208 to this particular point, up the leaderboard 10 for Daniel Suarez. And right now Suarez is running just outside of the top 10. He's running 16th. William Byron up 3. Todd Gilliland, we've talked a lot about Todd. He was up 3. Justin Haley up 3. When you see people coming up the leaderboard, it means others are going backwards.
You're right about that. And headed down the leaderboard, Carson Hocevar, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he's headed the wrong way on the leaderboard as well. I want to go back to Daniel Suarez. He's picked up those 10 spots you mentioned after getting busted on pit road for speeding his last pit stop. He's got a pretty good Chevrolet right now, Todd.
Yeah, and they were one of the teams that came at 2:05 and got tires. They were in the back half of it and actually took the opportunity to go forward. It's going to be interesting how this plays out here. He, along with there's a handful of cars that came there. He's the best of them coming forward.
You mentioned Hocevar, Carson Hocevar, down 7 at one point, Dave. He was running solid in the 15th position. And as this run goes on and on and on, that car gets slower and slower and slower. And he and Ty Gibbs have their own little private battle going on the racetrack.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs working hard on the Hocevar back bumper right now. Carson's car, you're exactly right, just laboring through the corners. He can hold the bottom of the racetrack, but he's got to use so much wheel and so much brake. Oh, he gets hammered from behind by Ty Gibbs this time in 4.
Yeah, he does. They gave each other pretty good business there through turns 3 and 4 as we're down to 108 laps to go in the Cookout 400. Kim Cunha patrolling the turns 3 and 4 end of the pit lane. What are you hearing as far as potential strategy?
Well, nothing definitive in terms of crew chiefs telling drivers we're coming in X number of laps. What they are doing is trying to guess and tell their drivers when the first car will stop if we stay green. And right now, multiple crew chiefs have told drivers we think people will start pitting in the next 10 to 15 laps. And that would make this green flag run kind of split right down the middle. So the guess right now by crew chiefs, 10 to 15 laps for the first cars to make their green flag stops.
How do you make that decision, Todd Gordon? You do not. You mentioned it earlier. You do not want to have to come to pit road under the green flag, but we are starting to see cars really struggling out there. You don't want to have to do it. You might have to do it as a crew chief. How do you make that decision?
It's based on what the guys, who forces the hand around you and where it goes. But I really, when I look at the lap times, you're only giving up about 0.8 of a second. We're not quite to a second off of our fast laps of this run. We'll see where that plays out. But they would look to do this to split it in half. That's what crew chiefs look at. That's the fastest way to do this, to get the best use out of both set of tires. It's just, you're going to be, until that cycle finishes, you're going to be a lap down.
It is a major gamble, though, to come to pit lane under green flag conditions. How does a crew chief really weigh that option out, Todd? And how difficult is it to make that decision?
Well, you look at the math as to how much time it takes you, it costs you to do a 4-tire stop or a 2-tire stop. This may be a 2-tire stop. We've seen that today.
As William Byron comes off the racetrack, Byron will come to pit lane under the green flag. Byron was running in position number 5. This could very well open up the floodgates. Steve Post, here comes that Exalta ruby red Chevrolet of William Byron.
They did not feel they had a car straight up that was going to win the race, so why not be the first one to pit? This is the call by Rudy Fielgel. Car was a little bit loose as far as that goes. As he comes around left side, 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chase Elliott's crew is on the wall. Bubba Wallace's crew is on the wall. Here comes Elliott into the attention of his crew. Kyle Larson is coming down pit road. Once the floodgates have opened, they have gotten crazy down here. Chase Elliott continues his work. We continue in more pit stops in front of you, Kim Coon.
Ryan Blaney already finishing service on his Mustang. Here is Eric Jones. It's going to be 4 fresh Goodyear tires. It was building.
Wrapping up his service. Service, 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Alex Bowman, 4 tires, Sunoco Fuel as well. Here's Joey Logano. Brings the Shell Pennzoil car in. Crew around to the right side of that automobile. Fuel can is engaged to the left side. Quickly around to the left side. A pump and a half of the jack. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Joey Logano grabs the gear. Down and away.
Keeping an eye on Josh Berry as he makes his way down the back straightaway. You were picking him up, Alex, as he made his way off turn number 4 last lap.
He nearly pounded the wall off turn 4. The car rocketed up the racetrack. Looked like it was all by itself. No really cars around him, but he was able to keep it off the wall. Not sure what the problem was for Josh Berry, but it looks like it's remedied itself.
All right, so we've in the middle here of green flag pit stops. Not everybody has elected, at least not at the moment, to come to pit road. New race leader, lap 302. We're down to 97 to go. Next time by, Chase Briscoe is out front, but these drivers have yet to come to pit road. Briscoe, Cindric, Suarez, Noah Gregson, Martin Truex Jr. They show up as your top five. Ty Gibbs, Kaz Grala, Brad Keselowski, and Michael McDowell. Alex, 9 drivers so far staying on the racetrack, yet to come to pit road.
What's important is those who just made green flag pit stops. Chase Elliott's pit crew got the job done, and he gets aggressive. He moves John Hunter Nemechek out of the way. So Chase Elliott got out in front of Denny Hamlin. Now Hamlin's under attack from Byron.
To the inside, William Byron will move underneath Denny Hamlin. Hamlin trapped behind the slower car of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Now here comes Kyle Larson to the inside on Hamlin.
Boy, we need to keep an eye on this because it will cycle around as a battle for the lead. Chase Elliott, William Byron, and side by side, Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin.
Larson now dives down low. He'll use Ricky Stenhouse as a pick. He'll take that spot away from Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin needed to be careful. You got the impression, Dave, he wanted to really move Stenhouse out of the way, but realizing that if you create a caution, you're going to cause yourself to be pinned a lap down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He came off pit road, and it hasn't been often this year, Alex, and we've been able to say this, but he got beaten on pit road. He's had the best pit crew in the sport all season long, but they got beaten and beaten handily by the Chase Elliott team. Elliott came off pit road, did a full lap, and then just as Denny was coming off turn 2, Elliott powered around him on the outside.
Well, Elliott is under attack right now. Here comes William Byron to the inside. Now, again, this is not the battle for the lead, not yet, because we're still waiting for some 8 cars to come to pit road. Chase Elliott, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace.
Here they come down the back straightaway and into turn number 3. Byron, for the moment, will just hound the tire tracks of Chase Elliott.
Then leader Chase Briscoe, no longer Kim Cooney, just came to pit road.
Yes, they just completed service. It was routine. 4 fresh Goodyear tires, a little air pressure adjustment. He needed more drag off Sunoco fuel for that Ford Mustang Dark Horse of Chase Briscoe.
So we have 8 cars that have to come to pit road as we watch William Byron, Alex, and Chase Elliott. This at some point could potentially be the battle for the lead.
And Chase Elliott has the spot. William Byron continuing to hound the back bumper of Chase Elliott. They got a lap car of Zane Smith in the way.
Byron dives to the middle lane. They're going to go 3 wide down the back straightaway. Bypass the lap machine. Now here comes Byron. He's got the bottom. He's got the lead for the moment off turn 4, or the spot over Chase Elliott.
And that spot is actually position number 9. Now we do see Josh Berry on pit road along with Zane Smith. Cindric has yet to come to pit road. He is your race leader on lap 310. Daniel Suarez goes second. Truex, Gregson, and Ty Gibbs complete the top 5. Kaz Grala, Michael McDowell, Brad Keselowski. Again, those drivers have yet to come on to pit road. Some of the drivers that we've been calling have already been on pit road, but again, they're battling for position number 9 at the moment.
Josh Berry had a pass-through penalty. He had an uncontrolled tire after his pit stop, so he is going to be buried even deeper in the field. He's now 2 laps down, back in 32nd. We've got 88 laps to go here in Martinsville.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
What is it? Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches. The perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
After taking his turn at the front of the field, Austin Cindric had to give up the race lead to make a pit stop. Brad Keselowski was sixth. He, too, came to pit road. Now Ty Gibbs, who is currently third, he'll come to green flag pit stop as well, as we've got 84 laps to go. Currently, the race leader is Daniel Suarez with Martin Truex Jr. second, William Byron back to third, Chase Elliott fourth, and Kyle Larson is fifth. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Here at the Martinsville Speedway, and right now you got the Trackhouse Chevrolet Daniel Suarez, the race leader. Right behind him, his teammate at Trackhouse is Ross Chastain, who is the first car one lap down. He's going to try to unlap himself right now in turn two.
He is on much fresher tires. That probably won't be a major challenge. It is not. He drives around the outside of the Suarez Chevrolet to move Ross Chastain back to the lead lap.
Alright, so let's remind everybody now why these drivers are going to stay on the racetrack as they come three wide, racing back off turn number four with the race leader. That is Daniel Suarez. He is being used up out there on the racetrack. So, Alex, why wouldn't you pit right now?
You're hoping for a caution flag so you can come down without giving up all that track position. Challenge for the number two spot now in traffic. William Byron underneath the Martin Truex Jr. car. Byron will make short work of that. This is an absolute knot of traffic with the leader pulling this field back to turn two.
Daniel Suarez looking in the rearview mirror saying, I think I see my caution coming, because they are just landing haymakers on each other right in his rearview mirror. Carson Hocevar, Kyle Busch is there. Being roughed up now is Josh Williams in the high lane.
Hey, you got Josh Williams, Chase Elliott right there, Harrison Burton, Austin Dillon, Kyle Larson, and others. Todd, what do you do? You're the crew chief. Make the call.
Well, the one piece you're looking at, you're hoping for a caution, but I think even if we got a caution at this point, I don't think the 24 car, the 9, I don't think these guys that have been battling for the lead, tires haven't shown they've fallen off that much. I think they'd stay out and keep the lead at this point. I don't know where this works for Daniel unless he goes all the way green.
Suarez is the leader in traffic, but here comes William Byron.
Byron charging off turn number two out of that heavy pack of traffic. He'll dive down to the inside of the racetrack, looking to move underneath Suarez. He'll follow Kyle Busch through in the low lane.
We are working lap 3:26, and at the line, Suarez will lead, but he'll lead it by inches, and he'll give it up as he makes his way back to one.
William Byron powers underneath Daniel Suarez. He'll take control of the lead as they race down the backstretch. Hot in his tire tracks now is Hendrick Motorsports teammate Chase Elliott. Right behind him, right is Suarez, and then another car length back to Kyle Larson.
Larson is right there, ready to pounce. Further back, Denny Hamlin has gotten by Truex. Martin Truex Jr. just slipping and sliding all over the place on those older Goodyear tires. He's going to be put in the middle three wide.
Down the back straightaway, three deep now, heading for turn number three. Sliding through on the inside, Noah Gregson. Oh, Truex gets into the door of Josh Williams, sends Williams up the racetrack.
Unofficially now, we have three cars that need to get to pit road, others that may want to get to pit road, but needing to get to pit road. Suarez, right now running third. Martin Truex Jr. running sixth. And Kaz Grala also needing to get to pit road. He is running in position 13. We're down to 71 laps to go. Teammates are out front. William Byron over Chase Elliott.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Chevrolet's at the front of the field. William Byron over Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin now has just gotten by Daniel Suarez. Hamlin up to fourth. Suarez is fifth. How long does he stay out? We'll find out together here shortly. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
63 laps remain here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway. It is the Cookout 400. You've got Hendrick Chevrolet's running 1, 2, and 3. In fact, why don't we give you a look at the leaderboard presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Race leader is William Byron as he comes by the start-finish line to click off lap 338. Chase Elliott is second. Kyle Larson is third. Denny Hamlin is fourth, and Bubba Wallace is fifth. Ryan Blaney sixth. Daniel Suarez hanging in there in seventh. Eighth is, he's just been passed. Bowman goes to seventh. Suarez falls back to eighth. Joey Logano ninth, and Chase Briscoe is tenth.
Todd Gilliland right now is running in position number 11 in front of Tyler Reddick, who is 12th. Eric Jones, 13th. Ryan Preece, 14th. And a good call out here to Kaz Grala. Kaz right now running a position number 15. Ross Chastain, 16th. Chris Buescher, 17th. Carson Hocevar trying to stay in the lead lap. I think he's going to lose that battle. Carson right now the last car on the lead lap in 18th. Kyle Busch just went a lap down, just a lap or two ago. He's 19th, also a lap down. Austin Cindric, 20th.
21st is Noah Gregson. 22nd is Ty Gibbs. 23rd is Brad Keselowski. Michael McDowell is 24th. 25th is Martin Truex Jr. 26th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 27th is Josh Berry. Daniel Hemric is 28th. Justin Haley, 29th. And Josh Williams is 30th.
And we see Daniel Suarez on pit road as we complete the leaderboard for you. Running 31st, John Hunter Nemechek. Zane Smith, 32nd. Christopher Bell, 33rd. 34th to Corey LaJoy. 35th to Harrison Burton. Austin Dillon running 36th. He's the last car running out there because out of the race early was David Starr. He'll be scored 37th. An awful day for Austin Dillon, Alex.
Yeah, it has been. He went down a lap early on and has just never really been able to recover. That car has been struggling. I think much the same for his Richard Childress Racing teammate, Steve Post, Kyle Busch, who just lost a lap. The RCR cars just quite haven't gotten a grasp on this short track package.
Bless their hearts. It has been rough. It really, truly has been. Been monitoring Kyle Busch's radio, and of course, he's very frustrated at moments during the car, and it's just been very, very loose over the second half of the last two-thirds of this race, and they cannot figure out how to tighten it up. It's kind of been a problem with their short track program at RCR. They have moments where they think they're starting to gain on it, but boy, you have days like today where you wonder if you're making any progress at all, and that's what we're hearing on Kyle Busch, as you indicated, Alex. He just lost a lap.
And he is running in position number 18. Kyle Busch is at the front of the field. William Byron, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, 3. Hendrick Chevrolets, if we go back to lap 297, 298, getting the work done on pit road, getting the car up to speed. And while it wasn't the battle for the lead at that time, it cycled around, and that battle turned into be the winner, William Byron.
It did indeed. Actually, it was Chase Elliott's team that got him off the pit lane first. Byron was right there behind Elliott, but once they got up to speed, Byron, after about five laps, was able to pass his teammate Chase Elliott. Steve Post, these pit crew members prove week in and week out that NASCAR is indeed a team sport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the theme, and you guys have even referenced it early in the broadcast, the theme has been Denny Hamlin's pit crew has been the fastest. These teams are not conceding that. They're not saying that we're just going to live being second fastest. The Hendrick Motorsport camp continues to work on their pit stops, and this is now where they were able to go toe-to-toe with Denny Hamlin's team. As a matter of fact, Chase Elliott was quicker off from pit road than Denny Hamlin, so I think that's the natural evolution of it. William Byron's pit crew, very, very good as well. So the pit crew did their job. William Byron hustled around his teammate Chase Elliott, and what they've been preaching to William Byron, Rudy Fielder gets on the radio about every 3 to 5 laps. Make it live. Make it live. Make it live. That's what they're preaching to him. Todd Gordon, you're the crew chief. Interpret what make it live means is what Rudy is telling William.
Well, the biggest thing that William is trying to tell him is just don't burn the tires off it. Try to drive it straight off the corner. Don't overuse it. Be smart about how we're going to race this thing. And you look at it, you were talking, Steve, you were talking about, you know, using Denny Hamlin as his pit crew as the kind of measuring stick. Denny's pit crew had a 10.97 green flag pit stop. Chase Elliott, 9.9 seconds. They got a second there on pit road. That's what cycled them in front. William Byron in the middle there at a 10.3, but the cars had pace, as you talked about, Alex. He five laps in, he was able to get by Chase Elliott and drive out to this lead. At this point, just preaching, take care of it. Don't overuse the tires. Don't get sideways up off the corner. Just make smooth laps. Make sure we've got longevity in it.
A long afternoon beginning to wind down now. 3:52 down, 48, only 48 laps remain for William Byron, who's your race leader out front over Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney right now running in position number 5.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
The most entertaining battle on the racetrack is not for the lead. It is for the transfer spot or get the free pass if we get a caution flag between Kyle Busch and Carson Hocevar. They are using up one another right now on the racetrack, hoping for a caution flag. We're down to 43 laps to go. William Byron leading over his teammate, Chase Elliott. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Chris Buescher right now running in position number 15, the last car on the lead lap. One lap down, free pass position. If we were to get a caution flag, belongs to Kyle Busch. They were racing Kyle and Carson as though they were looking for a grandfather clock, and they weren't.
No, but at that point in the race and where they were track position-wise, that's what you have to do to put yourself in position to race for a grandfather clock should there be a caution flag to be the first car one or more laps down. Currently, that driver is Kyle Busch, but Chris Buescher is in jeopardy of falling a lap down again. He was a lap down early on in the race. They were able to get back on the lead lap, and right now, Chris Buescher's car just not handling all that well. Ross Chastain is just in front of Buescher. They are about, what, 7-8 car lengths in front of the race leader, William Byron.
We were talking about chapters in this story a few moments ago. Well, this chapter belongs to William Byron. He is long gone. Will it be the last chapter, and will Byron be the driver that will collect the grandfather clock? Don't know, but he has left everybody far behind. Chase Elliott's got company. He's second. Kyle Larson is third. A log jam after that. You've got Denny Hamlin racing with Ryan Blaney. So let's pick up that battle. Right now, Denny Hamlin is fourth. Blaney goes fifth.
Trying to move underneath the Austin Cindric lap machine is Denny Hamlin, and he's got his hands full doing that. Cindric is strong in the outside lane. Blaney is to the outside. Then the Noah Gregson machine to his left.
And they're all running different lines to the corners. They'll fan out single file in the straightaways, but here they go again. Somebody choose inside, somebody choose outside.
Well, they're going to take the bottom of the racetrack because Austin Cindric is running the top, and unless somebody wants to move him even further up, Denny Hamlin's going to have to take what's left. Here comes Blaney looking to the outside of Hamlin, who runs him wide.
Earlier in this event, you were talking about the advantage the leader had over second, and you said it's not common to say seconds. You know, usually it's 2 car lengths, 5 car lengths, 10, whatever the case may be, as we see Josh Berry pounding on the side of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. They get away. Let's follow it, though, because, Alex, they apparently are not happy with one another.
No, Stenhouse just came out and walloped the back bumper of Josh Berry. He'll pull even on the backstretch.
Berry on the inside, Stenhouse on the outside as they hightail it into turn number three. They'll run it fairly clean. They'll run it totally clean this time through three and four.
And, Dave, this is the battle for position number 25 between Josh Berry and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah, but when you're mad, Jeff, and it doesn't really matter where you're running. I think they're going to part peaceably here. They've now got Kyle Busch in between them to serve as a sort of a demilitarized zone as they make their way off four.
Yeah, he's the referee, and he's put the pinstripes on did Kyle Busch. Stenhouse just lost the grip in the back of the race car there and hasn't been able to keep up with the Josh Berry machine, as William Byron is 10 car lengths in front of this ongoing fight for the 25th position. Byron won the Daytona 500, backed it up with another win. Byron and Rudy Fugel. Jeff, this is a combination. They had great success in the Craftsman Truck Series early on in both of their careers, went different directions, and now come back together, and the results have been magical.
You just used the word I wanted to. It's been magical. But to watch these two work together, a 12-time winner already looking for career win number 13. Breakout season, arguably last year, getting the six victories, racing for a championship. You think, did I plateau? Is that going to be it for me? Or can I come back, rally back, and keep the drive and the momentum going? Todd Gordon, the answer, simply, absolutely yes.
Yeah, they've got, there's more runway to this pairing. It's just getting going, and it could be really special for many years to come to. William has a ton of confidence in Rudy, and Rudy puts really fast race cars out there. It's hard to beat that confidence that those two have.
As they stay right there at the front of the field, trying to put a lap on the Chris Buescher car with Ross Chastain just in front of them. They run similar speeds here, Dave, and with the ability to downshift and keep the RPMs up, it's hard to get by somebody.
It really is, unless they make a serious mistake. And even if they do, they can just grab a gear and power out of whatever problem they put themselves into. So lapping cars here at Martinsville has probably never been harder than it is right now.
Hey. Half a straightaway, length advantage for race leader William Byron over Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, top five. Bubba Wallace is sixth. Alex Bowman in front of Joey Logano and Chase Briscoe. Todd Gilliland completing the top 10. We have 375 laps down, Alex, with 25 to go.
And William Byron continuing to hound that back bumper of Chris Buescher. As you look around, Joey Logano and Chase Briscoe for eighth and ninth. That's becoming a pretty good race for position as they exit turn number two.
Here they come to the backstretch. Logano's got the spot, but only by about a half a car length. And Joey, in turn, is only about three car lengths behind the Alex Bowman machine.
Joey Logano led 84 laps earlier, but right now he has been relegated back to position number eight. He's riding right behind Alex Bowman and right in front of Chase Briscoe.
And in turn, Alex Bowman is only about three or four car lengths behind the Bubba Wallace machine. So there are some spots up for grabs here in the final 25 toward the tail end of the top 10.
Yeah, there is, because you never know how this will play out. If we get a late race caution, how will things shuffle up as far as your opportunity to choose which lane to restart in, who you're going to be racing around? And believe me, other than William Byron, I think just about everybody would love to see a caution flag right now, Jeff.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. And then you've got to believe you're going to see some four-tire, two-tire stop strategy would come into play. But nothing will happen as long as that green light stays on all the way around this racetrack. And if it does, Dave, you've got three Hendrick Chevrolets, Byron, Elliott, and Larson out front. They're looking to bring home career win 305 to the boss, Rick Hendrick, as they celebrate 40 years of racing. William Byron, one of those drivers, out front.
And they've got about 1,500 party people situated upon the fence there in turn two. They've got all their interest on William Byron right now, ready to throw some hats in the air and celebrate a win. But it's not done yet here at Martinsville.
Hendrick Motorsports goes 1, 2, and 3 with Byron, Elliott, and Larson. Fourth car is Alex Bowman. He is a solid top 10 car in the number 7 position. So, Todd Gordon, let's talk a little bit about it with now, 19 laps to go next time by. If a caution comes out, do you have a plan in mind? Do you pit? Do you stay out? Or is that subject to where you're at?
Well, we've got 15 cars in a lead lap at this point. I think everybody's got to come for tires, but I think two tires is the main call coming down pit road.
15 cars on the lead lap, 18 laps left to go as we wind him down here. William Byron, let's go for a ride with a race leader. He's in traffic and he's in turn number two.
Off turn two to the back straightaway. He's got some traffic to deal with, but he's also got the luxury of half the length of the back stretch between himself and the Chase Elliott machine in second.
And Chris Buescher got a little loose on exit of turn number four right in front of William Byron. Here goes Byron. He'll force the issue now to the inside of Buescher.
Dives down to the inside on entry into turn number one. Buescher gives him plenty of room. William Byron down the back straightaway will complete the pass. Put the crosshairs on Ross Chastain.
It may be important to note, and Alex, you can weigh in on this. Just a few moments ago, we were talking about the big advantage William had over everybody else. It was above 3 seconds. He caught the lap traffic. Chase Elliott now, Alex, only 1.8 seconds back. He can at least see the race leader.
That's the good news for Chase Elliott. The bad news for Chase Elliott, he's got to pass those same lap cars that William Byron struggled to do.
One of the hardest cars to pass, Dave, as you well know, Ross Chastain. And William Byron right now on the back end of Chastain.
He's right there coming down the back straightaway, and you're exactly right. What the lap traffic giveth, the lap traffic will take away. As William Byron's had to fight his way through this pack, now Chase Elliott just beginning to catch those cars.
With William Byron with the Chastain car, he's got Zane Smith in front of him, John Hunter Nemechek there as well. Looked like Byron went up the racetrack. Chastain is the last car currently on the lead lap.
And he's going to race hard to keep that position and has every right to do so. So William Byron is going to have to either just be patient and ride there or figure something out. He looks low out of four.
Boy, they just weave their way down the front straightaway. Chastain will not make it easy for the race leader. They go nose to tail off the corner.
Byron takes a peek to the inside as they exit turn two. Can't find the real estate to work. So again, it's John Hunter Nemechek, Zane Smith, Ross Chastain in front of the leader.
That is William Byron, the race leader. His advantage over second place Chase Elliott is still about 25 car lengths, but more importantly, three lap cars.
And Elliott really hasn't made much headway through that lap traffic. He is still about two car lengths off the back bumper of Kyle Busch. After he passes Busch, he'll have to deal with three or four other cars before he can get to the leader, William Byron.
11 laps remain here at the Martinsville Speedway. Will it be William Byron going back to victory lane and claiming the grandfather clock? Do we see a caution flag? Can Chase Elliott run down the leader in traffic? We will find out. This one, Alex Hayden, is winding down quickly.
It is, but as quickly as it's winding down, at the same breath, it's far from over, because if a caution flag comes out, that mixes this thing up drastically. Byron again still works on the back bumper of Ross Chastain.
William Byron has got the ability to start moving people over if he chooses to do so, but until Chase Elliott can heat things up a little bit, he has no need of doing that. Now he will make a clean move to the inside of Ross Chastain.
Clean move after a couple of bumps coming off turn number four, opened up the inside. William Byron trying to put Ross Chastain a lap down.
He will succeed in doing that as they race their way to the back straightaway. Next car in line will be Zane Smith. Just in front of him, John Hunter Nemechek.
Ross Chastain will play nice after getting put a lap down. Leaves the back bumper of the race leader William Byron completely alone.
Here they come through turns one and two. Those two lap cars remaining in the pack are racing, at least at times, side by side. Nemechek can't run the bottom. He's in the second groove. Zane Smith trying to pass him on the bottom, so they're two abreast in front of the leader.
Seven laps to go. William Byron, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, top five as he makes, William Byron does, an exit off of turn number two.
Byron just biding his time because there is no company coming. Chase Elliott has made no progress at all. He is still a car length between Kyle, between himself and Kyle Busch. Busch being the first lap car that he'll have to pass.
He will indeed. Let's see if he can make that happen. He's not quite close enough. Still a car length and a half back there as William Byron struggles to get by Zane Smith.
It's just not happening now for Chase Elliott. He's had the opportunity to try and close in. Hasn't been able to do it. William Byron now can pass John Hunter Nemechek and be free of lap traffic.
Five laps to go for William Byron, Hendrick Motorsports, Chevrolet. William Byron off of turn number two.
And this may not be a difficult pass because, as I mentioned, Nemechek hasn't even flirted with the bottom of the racetrack. Bottom lane is wide open. Here comes Willie B.
Steps on the gas, but Byron's car dances with him just a bit. Back in, got loose on William Byron's car there. He continues to stay on the back bumper of Nemechek.
I don't think Byron's going to put himself in any big jeopardy to try and make this pass because, as I mentioned, there's no trouble at the back door. He's got the run down the back chute into three. He will bypass John Hunter Nemechek.
And with three to go right now, William Byron has about a half a dozen cars between himself and second place running Chase Elliott.
William Byron all by himself, open asphalt on the back straightaway. A half a dozen lap cars between himself. Oh, up into the wall goes Nemechek. John Hunter Nemechek blew the right front tire. He's in the fence in turn number three. And that sound you just heard was William Byron's head beating against the steering wheel.
Got fire out from underneath that John Hunter Nemechek car, right side, right front. And that may be simply Goodyear racing rubber that is on fire, but the car definitely has flames coming out underneath the right front. We are under caution. The last thing that we needed to see, I guess if you're a William Byron fan, that's the last thing you wanted to hear in your ear.
It absolutely is, but more importantly now, Todd Gordon, what do you do? Do you pit? Do you not pit? There are 13 cars on the lead lap.
I'm coming. I'm putting right side tires on. I think that's going to be the predominant call here. All these guys got to put their left sides on the green flag cycles. I just don't think that you can restart up front. There's only going to be 13 on lead lap.
Posty, John Hunter Nemechek headed your way. And again, that right front tire on fire, but we'll cover that here in just a moment.
Yeah, we will, as John Hunter Nemechek makes his way to pit road. Pit lane for the moment remains closed.
Craftsman is back on track with Deal of the Race. During this year's Craftsman Truck Series, we're giving race fans rocking deals on tools. Take advantage of this Craftsman deal and get select V20 outdoor products now for $99. Do it fast and do it proud and do it with Craftsman. Current offer available through April 30th, 2024 at participating Lowe's and Ace Hardware stores and online. Prices may vary by store location. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/dealoftherace for details.
Hey, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Here, exclusive interviews.
Waking up, coming back to Victory Lane, doing media spot. That's kind of when it really sunk in that, hey, we accomplished something great.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Chastain did a video game move, drove it, and never lifted.
As well as break down the upcoming race weekend and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway. The right front corner of the John Hunter Nemechek car continues to smolder on pit lane. They've got the tow truck there to try to hook it up. So with all that happening on pit road, it's going to stay closed to the rest of the field right now, giving these crew chiefs, Jeff, the opportunity to continue to think and rethink about what you want to do.
Yeah, and pace and ponder and try to determine what you are going to do. Last week at Richmond, our first overtime race of the season, we're headed there again here at the Martinsville Speedway. All right, let's go back and decide why you would or why you would not pit. Pick a driver. Let's start with William Byron. Why would you pit? Why would you elect to stay out? Todd?
As I look at it, and I'm 3 years removed from it, I don't know where this car is, but we're 100 laps into tires. If you look, we came to pit road at 297, and we're 100 green flag laps into tires. I think I need to come get two. I do. There's only 13 cars in lead lap. The worst I'm going to finish if everybody stayed out was 13th, and I'm not going to do that. I feel like if I come and get at least a pair of tires, I'm going to start in the front two rows, depending on who stays out.
The other factor you have to play into this, which I'm not sure if Steve Post or Kim Kuhn has the answers to, is the fact that when they made their last pit stop, did they dump enough Sunoco fuel in the tank to get them this far? We're now three laps past the advertised finishing distance, or do you put just enough fuel in to get you where you need to go to keep the car lighter?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you would. I don't think you'd put a full fuel load in it, especially if you've got tires blown up to do like a qualifying piece. I feel like you can get away with that, but I don't feel like anybody's too tight on fuel right now. It was a four-tire stop in that green flag cycle. You got to dump yourself 14, 15 gallons in. We didn't need that to finish.
Light still stays red at the entrance of pit road. It will be at least another lap of decision-making. Todd mentioned only 13 cars on the lead lap. He is correct. Ross Chastain should be getting the free pass. The 13 cars on the lead lap that will make the decision and determine who goes to victory lane here this afternoon, William Byron. In order here, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney, top five. The rest of the top ten, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Chase Briscoe, and Todd Gilliland. The remaining three, Alex, include Tyler Reddick, Eric Jones, and Ryan Preece.
Let's flash back 1 week ago today. Sunday night last week at the Richmond Raceway, Martin Truex Jr. had a huge lead with two laps to go. Bubba Wallace gets into